We are going to have entertainment in the Bandshell this summer. I was kind of waiting to see how things were going to shake out. So it's not going to be a full schedule, but we are going to have probably 5 or 6 concerts in the Bandshell. And we want people to come out and enjoy those and just stay separate. And hopefully those days will be nice. They will start after Rhubarb Festival. So after that first week in June, we'll start having weekly concerts on Thursdays. And so we're looking forward to that part of it.
And then as far as the Rhubarb Festival being held this year, I'm assuming some entertainment's going to be lined up for those 2 days.
Yes, we'll have our normal day entertainment on Friday from 11 to 5, and from Saturday from 10 until 4:30 or 5, I think. We'll have our normal day entertainment, and that'll be pretty normal. People will just have to make sure that they stay, you know, spaced from one another, and they'll have to bring their own chairs and sit. There won't be any bleachers like there normally are, and hopefully we have good weather and everybody has a good time.
But unfortunately, due to the ongoing pandemic, you're not going to be able to do community band stuff, right?
No, and I've waited as long as I could. You know, we didn't do it last year, and there's just so many logistics involved. We have an excellent group for community band, and so we're talking 50 to 60 people. And so it comes down to, you know, we need mouth covers and horn covers, and we don't have room, and we, you know, it's... So we're just going to skip it. My theory is on that, if I can't do it right, like we normally do, then I'm not going to do it. So we're going to wait, and that's going to disappoint some people, but we're going to wait and then go full blast next year and see all of our friends and entertain you again for 2022.